and English caught on that the atmosphere was constant jokes and that they were supposed to laugh, you know. But then they would suddenly say, I had a very bad toothache yesterday, and he would laugh, you know. And this made him not any more popular than he was already.
He certainly
had a rough introduction. He had a really a very rough introduction, and he really hated every minute of this. And at the same time, he would have loved to compose because this picture presented some kind of drama in some instances appealed to him and brought out the things of him, and he was he liked to do it. But when he said that, that was again something they didn't want to hear, because it was for them a routine thing, something, a job, so to say. And when he was enthusiastic about something, they got very suspicious, and they didn't like that either. So he couldn't win them in any way. Sometimes he would come home, and I had the dinner prepared, and the plates were ready on the table, and he would not greet me or say anything before he had taken one of the plates and shattered it on the floor to get all this feeling out of him, this frustration and bitterness.
Man, this was a rough experience.
Yeah, it was.
Was it in the movie work, though, that he met Korngold, who later became a friend, or was this outside of the
movies? No,
it
was not through the movies, because Korngold was at Warner Brothers, and the studio of which I'm speaking is MGM. Mm-hmm. So this lasted for about 1.5 years, and in this time, Eric made about 40 of these pictures, you know, of these travelogues. And he got regularly his $50 check. I mean, it wasn't $50, as I explained to you. Mm-hmm. It came to about $41. Mm-hmm. And of this, we had to pay $30 a month for the car, and the rent for the house was $60, so that didn't remain too much, but we didn't go hungry, at least. But the unfortunate thing was that everybody knew that Eric was an MGM composer.
We
were supposed to take out everybody to dinner and pay the bills, and we were considered a rich, wealthy film composer. And you couldn't tell the people you were not really, you know, how your circumstances that would have taken off your prestige, you know, again. So it was difficult this way too. And after a year had gone by this way, Eric wrote a letter and said that he should get somewhat more, because we really couldn't make ends meet, you know. And then the head of the department, who had really pocketed all the money that came from the Fitzpatrick and had not put them on the MGM roster, you know, so that Eric was really in default and hadn't even made the 2 minutes. Well, in reality, he had made so much more. Then said that he should give to the library every week a piece of, I don't know how many minutes, I think probably of 2 minutes or something, and that he would eventually be paid then for this. And so he made every week another. They must still have these pieces, and some were quite charming. They were done for piano, and the library usually told him, we need A Fight or A Battle or Sundown or something like this. And so he delivered this faithfully, but never got paid. And after 1.5 years, he was the head of the department was fired because they got, you know, this was not the only thing he had done. And so this became his undoing eventually.